can we all just agree on this once and for all? The Doctor must die.
Keep your voice down, for Rassilon's sake. We're supposed to be blending in with these humans.
Well, the Doctor won't be the only one to die. I'm going to waste away if that waitress doesn't get a move on with our appetizers. Mm. Oh, I knew it boded ill when she suggested a Montrachet to accompany the goulash.
Is goulash a local speciality, sir?
Oh, yes, yes, it is, it is. In fact, despite its popularity throughout the universe, goulash actually originated in this particular part of planet Earth.
I'm sorry, sir, but I really... Did it? How about steak? Is that a local speciality too?
As if you'd even notice, Edge. Wherever we go in the galaxy, you always order the same thing. Steak and chips.
I know what I like, and I like what I know.
You have no appreciation when it comes to food.
Edge, we are all agreed that the Doctor is guilty. But killing him is outside Inquisitor Auron's brief.
Well, then we should exceed the brief. What are we, CIA or Time Tots?
You would do well to remember to whom you're talking, Commander.
I'm sorry, Coordinator Haram, but surely the Doctor's actions warrant the severest punishment.
I have to say, I agree with Edge. The atrocities performed by the Doctor on planet Poiti are almost unparalleled.
Right, 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 right. So we kill the Doctor, anything for a quiet life.
Okay, then. When's he going to get here?
Well, your guess is as good as mine. Inquisitor Auron interprets the Doctor's time signature as indicating that he'll be putting in an appearance sometime this evening. No more than that, it's impossible to say. But all we need to do is wait for him quietly. Ah, here comes the waitress.
Your appetizers, gentlemen. Sorry to keep you waiting. Chef's in one of his fiddling moods. Keeps adding a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Consomme?
That's mine. Dear.
Yeah. Just put them down and disappear.
Sorry, sir.
Edge, I do apologize for my friend. He's had a long day in the office. We all work in an office, you see. The same office, in fact. Yes, just your ordinary office. Yes, and we blend right into it.
Oh, give me strength.
That's okay. We get all sorts in here. Sometimes the customers are so weird, it's like they're from a different planet. Bon appetit.
What did she mean by that?
Oh, nothing. She didn't mean anything by it at all. Now just eat your boring melon balls and act like everyone else.
Anyone want to try my Freedom Air medley? It really is exquisite.
I'm surprised any of us has the stomach to eat when you think what the Doctor and his associate did on Poiti.
We all know what happened. Thank you, Edge.
Well, perhaps some of you need reminding. Or maybe I just remember it differently. As far as I recall, from the very second they arrived on that lawless blot on the galactic landscape, the Doctor took it upon himself to be judge, jury, and executioner.
It's just like you said it'd be, Doctor.
Yes, Perry. The planet Poiti. Its entire surface a single, moralless conurbation.
They're killing each other on the streets.
That's just what I mean. This place has always had the reputation of being an insidious little hole. But at this point in its history, its people have reached the height of their cruelty to one another.
No kidding.
Well, anyway, whoever he was, he probably deserved it.
Doctor, look out! It's coming straight for us!
Are you okay, Perry?
I think so.
Right. Those street brats aren't going to get away with that.
Doctor, where are you going?
TARDIS Armory. I keep a cache of weapons in a secret compartment under the console.
Aha! But they must be half a dozen blocks away already.
Well, they won't be able to outrun this little baby. Let's see if I can remember the priming sequence. Just keep the back of it steady for me, would you, Perry? My shoulder can't take the whole weight.
I'm not surprised. Got it!
Right then. Let's see them laugh this off.
Whoa!
Come on, come on, come on!
Whee!
Got him!
Great shot, Doc.
Excellent weapon. Must pop to Earth and get a consignment to the Brigadier.
So, where now?
Now, Perry, we sort this planet out. These people have to be taught a lesson.
And you're just the Time Lord to do it.
Indeed. Here, I got us another toy each from the armory. Careful where you point it.
Gee, thanks.
Now, I'd say we'll find who and what we're looking for in the penthouse of that tower. Come on.
Right behind you.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Who needs door codes when you got one of these?
Who are you people?
Are you Planetary Coordinator Palgrave?
How did you get past security?
You wouldn't believe what level 3 on these pistols does to a humanoid body.
You didn't answer my question. Are you Palgrave?
Yes.
Good.
Right between the eyes.
Now then.
Can you really access anything on the entire planet from here?
Absolutely anything, including the global network of subsurface atomic generators, which I've just set to overload. Irreversibly so. The fireworks should start any minute now.
Cool.
Miss Brown, I think our work here is done, and we should have just enough time to get back to the TARDIS before Poikile's upper mantle ruptures and the surface of the planet becomes awash with cleansing lava.
After you then, Doctor.
That's when Bag has to get the blood out of my shirt.
Hey, that's not fair!
Last one back has to get the blood out of my shirt. You know, I thought that was the way it happened, but well, now you tell it again, I don't know. It doesn't seem very characteristic of the Doctor. What do you think, Coordinator Harum?
Are you sure you got that all right, Commander Edge? I mean, we know the Doctor is a subversive, but somehow I...
Now I think about it, it does seem a bit extreme, doesn't it?
How did you enjoy your appetizers, gentlemen?
Oh, very nice. Very nice, thank you. An interesting aftertaste with the consommé, though. Cognac, perhaps, or an amontillado?
No, I really couldn't say, sir. It's secrets of the profession. You understand?
Oh, of course. Crass of me. Anyway, it was delicious.
I'm surprised it tasted of anything. It looked like warm water to me.
I'll certainly pass on your compliments. Now, goulash?
Here.
So, thank you. And for you, biftek avec pommes frites.
What? I ordered steak and...
Steak and chips. Enjoy your meal.
Curious girl. Anyway, back to the business of the Doctor. If that is not what happened, then what did?
I think this fish is quite the best I've ever tasted.
They'd never put up with this kind of thing in the Chancellery Guard.
All right, Misery Guts. I think I do know where your story became a little exaggerated, though. The Doctor and his companion did land on Poiti amid the chaos of what seemed like a global riot. But I think his cruelty was actually prompted by some kind of twisted desire to help.
Just like you said it'd be, Doctor. Poor people to live like this.
Indeed, Perry. Poiti's entire surface was terraformed as a single conurbation. It can produce some unique pressures.
You're not kidding.
I've never known it to be as bad as this, though. Something must have happened.
Doctor, look out! It's coming straight for us! Go!
Oh! Are you all right, Perry?
Think so?
Right. Now, where did I put... Those street rats aren't going to get away with that.
Do you ever go anywhere without a cricket ball?
Let's see what they make of my googly. How's that?
Must have hit the driver.
I once bowed W.C. Grace for a duck, you know. Or is that W.C. Fields?
So where now, Babe Ruth?
I want to know what's going on here. And I'd say we'll find that out in the penthouse of that tower. Come on.
Right behind you.
There must be some way to control this. People are dying.
Planetary Commander Palgrave.
Yes, Trooper. Who are these people?
Hello, I'm the Doctor, and this
is... Quiet! Sorry, sir. We captured them on level 15, so they had to speak to you urgently. According to the bioscan, they're not infected, so
infected?
I thought I'd...
So that's what's going on.
Thank you, Trooper. Wait outside a moment, would you?
Sir?
So the whole population has been infected by some kind of frenzy-inducing virus?
Well, not exactly. What do you think you're doing with that control panel?
I need access to the chain of subsurface atomic reactors.
Now, wait a minute.
Palgrave, do you want to save your planet or not?
But what do you intend to do?
Vent the cooling systems of each and every reactor on Poitiers through their outlet pipes and into the seas.
Coolant will react with the hydrogen molecules and create an enormous radioactive gas cloud. It'll rise over the oceans and suffocate the planet. Every living thing will die.
Well, rather that than allow the virus or whatever is causing this frenzy among your people to leave Poitiers and spread throughout the known galaxy.
But it's genocide.
Just the lesser of two evils. We have to make these kinds of choices all the time.
I simply won't let you do it.
Look, I don't like it any more than you do, but if you don't allow me to complete this code sequence, I'll...
No! Step away from the control panel, Doctor.
Oh, really?
Doctor, I won't tell you again. Step away from...
Shame about the vase.
Well done.
Right then. Everything set to vent?
Irreversibly so.
And there really was no other way.
I'm afraid not, Perry.
Then we'd better get out of here. After you, Doctor.
When we get back to the TARDIS, I think we should observe a moment's silence for the dead.
I'll make you a cup of tea.
Well, that sounds closer to the mark, Ketu, but there's still something that doesn't add up.
It's strange, isn't it? But somehow it still doesn't seem credible. Somehow.
Well, when I started telling it, I felt so sure that... But even before I'd finished, I'd begun to doubt it.
Now, wait a minute. What exactly is going on here? We're supposed to be the Celestial Intervention Agency's top team. We can't even get our story straight.
Everything okay, gentlemen?
Yes, thank you. Nothing to worry about or be suspicious of, but no.
Oh, I despair. I really do.
Ha-ha! Is that my ice cream?
There you go, sir.
Not having jelly with that edge.
Sorry?
Iced berries with hot white chocolate sauce.
Thank you.
So the panna cotta must be you, madam.
Oh, indeed. Ooh, that looks exciting. What's this sprinkled on the top? Nutmeg?
There's nutmeg involved, yes. Plus a little something else to give it a kick.
Intriguing.
Enjoy.
Look, Ketu, speaking of giving things a kick, I'm afraid I think you may be exaggerating a little in your account of the events of Poitiers. That's not the way I remember it.
But the doctor's still guilty, correct?
Of course he is. We wouldn't be here otherwise.
Good.
Go on, Coordinator. What's your version of the Poitiers incident?
Well, if it happened the way I'm beginning to remember it...
Science Corps to Planetary Commander Palgrave.
The Doctor and his companion landed on Poitiers.
This is the Science Corps to Planetary Commander Palgrave.
And I think there was something about an infection, but how the Doctor dealt with it, I can't quite recall.
Tech! Cool.
Now, don't touch anything, Perry. We've no idea where we are or what any of this does.
Science Corps to Planetary Commander Palgrave.
Well, this is a comms unit and... Doctor! The thermometer! What's happening out there? They look possessed.
Some kind of mass hysteria. I wonder what could be causing that.
At last!
Hello, I'm the doctor.
This is the Science Corps to Planetary Commander Palgrave.
Just a minute, please. Science Corps, this is Palgrave. All under control. I've got your people here with me now. Palgrave out. Right then, what have you got for me?
Got for you?
Look, I'll be honest with you. To a great extent, the exact cause of this illness is no longer relevant. I'm just praying you'll debunk the necessity for the Corps' latest plan to deal with it and come up with something less drastic.
Wait a minute, wait. How drastic is drastic? What are they... I mean, what do we in the Science Corps intend to do?
They don't tell us bods at the rock face anything.
Your superiors have decided the only solution is to vent selective subsurface atomic generators. The core will control the spread of the resultant radioactive clouds using the climate modulator, then disperse them into the upper atmosphere when the situation has been dealt with.
But, Doctor, that's mass murder.
It's a quaint solution.
And they want to implement it pretty much immediately.
Then I suggest I examine one of the victims right away.
Good. We shall have to go down to level 15. Follow me.
Is that the medical level?
No, it's the detention centre.
Then take us to the medical centre first. I need a syringe for a blood sample.
Here we are, level 15.
That noise, it's horrible.
Yes, it is.
This cell is as good as any.
What's she doing to herself in there?
There's a monitor, I can...
Compulsive aggressive behaviour. She can't control her own actions.
Is she trying to get out?
No, they're all like that. Frenzied activity until they exhaust themselves into sleep, and then it all starts again.
Can you help her, Doctor?
I'll need a blood sample. I can't get that from out here. Palgrave, the door, if you'd be so kind.
Of course.
But, Doctor, what about the risk of infection?
Just close this behind me, quickly. Hello. I'm the...
Doctor!
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm coming in, Doctor.
No! Palgrave, open the door and stand back.
I've got everything I need.
Got the blood sample already?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. Our poor friend there broke the syringe when she attacked me, but I know what the condition is now. The eyes are unmistakable. It's a variant of the Tool Oz virus. Oh, and it's passed on by physical contact, so I'd stand back if I were you.
You're infected! Oh, Doctor, I warned
you! If we're quick, Palgrave, I believe you mentioned something about a climate modulator.
Yes, Doctor.
Right, Perry, go with Palgrave. Together you're going to have to persuade the Science Corps to stop their plans.
Okay, but what do we tell him?
He'll think of something. Palgrave, I'll need you to evacuate the lab for me so I can work in isolation.
Yes, Doctor. Look, if you wait here, I can get in touch with you on the wall communicator to tell you when it's arranged.
Good. Now hurry, both of you. We have a planet to save.
That's it, Coordinator. That's how it happened.
Yes, I remember.
Funny, it all seems so obvious now.
The woman Perry persuaded the Science Corps to wait while the Doctor synthesized an antidote from his own blood sample and shot it into the atmosphere.
Where it was activated and dispersed across the planet using the climate modulator.
He saved all those lives.
What in Rassilon's name were we thinking before? Killing the Doctor?
Ah... I see you've finished your dessert. Gentlemen, madam. I hope everything was to your satisfaction, Coordinator Harum.
Oh, yes, it was. What did you just call me?
If I could be permitted to introduce the chef.
Good evening. Always nice to meet members of the Celestial Intervention Agency. Well, I say always.
Doctor!
And this is my friend, Perry.
What's going on here?
Well, it's quite simple. You see, in the course of gathering information from the planet Poiti for your report, you were all infected by a benign strain of the Tool Oz virus.
It causes the sufferer to make wildly exaggerated claims.
Very common among amateur fishermen here on Earth, I believe.
Not to say men in general.
Yes. This particular strain of Tool Oz is effectively responsible for something known as the urban myth.
A story that may have at one point been based on some small truth that has since lost itself to the realms of fantasy and scaremongering.
Quite.
So we're infected.
But it would make sense.
Actually, not anymore. The antidote which we served you slowly over each course of your meal here this evening has neutralized it.
So, now you can remember what really happened on planet Poiti.
And will hopefully no longer want to kill me.
But how did you know of our assignment?
Typical Time Lord bureaucracy, I'm afraid. In order to maintain a backup copy for future reference, any top secret communique is automatically routed via the closest Type 40 to the incident in question. On this occasion, that just happened to be my own TARDIS. Once I'd intercepted the message, breaking the cipher was child's play. Inquisitor Auron has a rather literal mind, which reminds me, Perry.
A little present for Inquisitor Auron when you get back to Gallifrey.
What is it?
Well, if you hurry, it'll be his dose of the antidote for the Tool Oz virus.
If you don't, it'll be cold cream of mushroom soup, congealed honey glazed tofu, and a curdled tiramisu.
Right then, we'd better be off. Thank you, Dr. Perry.
And, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding.
Yes, quite. No hard feelings, eh?
None at all. Maybe you could put in a good word for me with the High Council.
Better get going, eh? Come along, you two. Goodbye, Dr. Perry.
Doctor, you weren't trying to twist things to your advantage, were you? Currying favor with the Time Lords by buttering up members of the CIA? Careful not to over-egg the pudding.
Yes, thank you, Perry. I've done more than enough cooking today to last me a regeneration.
Oh, glad I won't have to wear this uniform anymore.
Ah, yes. Well, I wouldn't take it off just yet.
Doctor, what have you done?
Well, in order to have free run of the kitchens this evening, I...
Doctor?
The proprietor is an old friend of mine, renegade Time Lord, as it happens. She's had a restaurant on this spot since the time of the Habsburgs. Fairly monotonous life, if you ask me, but she seems to like it.
Just tell me!
I said you'd stay on till the end of the week.
Waitress!
What? I'm not standing for that!
No choice, I'm afraid. That out-of-order walk-in fridge at the back of the kitchen is actually her TARDIS. She'd track you down in a trice.
Waitress!
I'll be back for you on Sunday.
Hey, come back here!
That's the way the cookie crumbles, Perry.
Doctor!
Waitress!
Coming, sir.